plastic retail bag bans are happening everywhere, and if you use plastic retail bags right now and you're looking for options, we got a few of them to review in today's show. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show. My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show. And welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast. In today's show, we're going to talk about alternatives to plastic retail bags. There's a lot of bans happening all over the world, and I think it's a good thing, actually. Sometimes I'm not a huge fan of bans. I would rather the market make those decisions on their own, but I think plastic bags truly are littered all over the place. So if there's a ban coming to an area near you, this is initially prompted for the cannabis industry in New Jersey. You know, Contempo Specialty Packaging is a major cannabis packaging company. So this first came up when our New Jersey customers had to respond to the plastic bag ban. They said, what options do you have? And we have quite a few options. So we're going to review them. This obviously doesn't just apply to the cannabis industry, because there's these bans are going statewide or even within certain countries. So what do you do if there's a plastic bag ban in your area? So the first option that I want to cover, there's really two main channels, and then there's a bonus which sometimes applies, sometimes doesn't. So we're going to look at the two main channels first. Those are your paper options. Then we're going to look into the second channel that applies in just about every case that I've seen so far, which are reusable plastic bags, although there's some definition there that we need to get through. And then the third option that sometimes applies, this bonus, are compostable bags. I've heard that compostable bags or even marine degradable bags made from bioplastics, sometimes those are allowed and sometimes they're not. So the simplest way to get around it is to move to a paper bag. You could move to just a standard paper bag, FSC certified bag. You can use recycled content in your bag. And if you don't know what these terms mean, there's plenty of previous episodes of the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast that will teach you all these terms so you can have the education. I'm not going to cover it here just because I want to move through this fairly quickly. So you can go with those bag options, paper bag options, or you can move to an alternative paper. We can, at Contempo Specialty Packaging, we make shopping bags out of hemp fiber, 50% hemp fiber. We can go even higher than that if you'd like. So you get not only the benefit of it not being plastic, but hemp as a great carbon sink. We can make these bags out of bamboo as well. So you can go with some alternative papers if you really want to be outside the box. So that's path number one. Most simple is go with paper. Path number two is reusable plastic. Now, the version of this that I've seen get the most approval are those reusable, they're actually called non-woven bags. They're still plastic, but think like a Lululemon bag. It's that, it's a very durable material. It's definitely reusable, right? Versus certain bags, they call them reusable too, as long as they're a certain thickness, but they're just traditional plastic bags that are a certain thickness. And I don't think that's going to fly everywhere. So in the world of reusable plastics, I would lean more towards that I call it a Lululemon style bag, because that's the version that's been most successful that most people know. It's that thick, again, sometimes called non-woven bag. So that's the reusable style. Your third option are bags that look like plastic, that function like plastic, but they're not plastic. These are made out of bioresins like PHA. And because the bag is thin, it's home compostable. It's even marine degradable in a lot of cases. Now, obviously, look at your certifications. I'm sure there's cases where bioplastic bags are not home compostable. However, the one that we offer at Condebo Specialty Packaging is home compostable. However, in certain countries where people have tried to get this approved, they've been turned down. So you want to watch out for that, that I guess they still don't want these bags, even though they're not plastic, and they will compost and they will biodegrade. I can use that word biodegrade because it's certified home compostable, even though I often talk about the caution of using that word. It'll biodegrade quickly and harmlessly, but still you need to get the approval from your state government or from your country. So that's why I'm not a huge fan of these bans, because, you know, I think there's a lot of merit to a plastic bag. You know, some people like a plastic bag. They want that handle, especially if you take public transportation or you live in a city. Bags with handles can be very handy. Paper bags can sometimes rip. So I think there's a place for these bags, but sometimes they just get bracketed or grouped in with all traditional plastic bags, which I get the thinking, but I don't really agree with it. So those are your main options. We'll keep this one short and to the point. So whether you're a New Jersey dispensary that needs non-plastic exit packaging, or you're anywhere in the world that's dealing with a plastic bag ban, fear not, there are plenty of options. You can reach out to us, wow@contempopackaging.com. We can share options with you. We can make these bags for you. We can do video-enabled sustainable packaging, right? Put a little QR code on your bag and tell the story that you're making a positive impact by moving to this sustainable packaging. So you have to do it because your government is making you do it. But don't stop there. Don't just check the box. Let's make this an asset to ourselves. Turn this into a marketing asset using video-enabled sustainable packaging. Again, put that QR code on the package, scan it, have it sent to a short 30 to 60 second video that can live on your Instagram, that can live on your social media accounts to create engagement post-purchase, or can go to a website or wherever you want it to be. This is a marketing opportunity that is untapped that I hope you all take advantage of. All right. Thank you so much for all your support of the show. You guys are great. And I thank you for caring about these topics, because it's going to take a lot of us to make sustainable packaging the norm, which has been the goal of this show from day one. All right. Be blessed. Thanks for watching the show. Take care. And until next time, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thanks for tuning into the Sustainable Packaging Show. The time for greenwashing is over. If you got value from this episode, please leave us a comment and give us 5 stars. It's going to help us get the word out about the podcast. And that's a key part of making sustainable packaging the norm, right? That's our mission, making sustainable packaging the norm. We got to get the word out for that to happen. So give us 5 stars. It helps with the mission. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And thanks for supporting the show.